The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for the entertainment drill, and then we get to the Guadalupe Squares because it's Friday. The entertainment drill is brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. I've been telling you about their Valentine's Day special. You should know about that by now. Check it out at ReactDefense.com. I've been telling you about the female self-defense class on April 28th for only $99. Anybody can go. You don't have to be registered or signed up or anything like that. It's all access. The general public can get in there, and it's filling up fast. Ladies, an amazing class, one of their seminars that just blows your mind, and it's only $99. That's good. That's not all. But wait, there's more. They have a firearm safety CCW class on April 21st. For non-members, it's $199. Now, that seems like a lot, but you get the retention training. You get a 21-foot rule. You get all sorts of stuff on how to, when and how holstering and unholstering your gun is an actual thing. Firearm safety is for you and when you need to use your weapon. Brett and I went through it, just a little tiny crash course of it, and it is so eye-opening. Like the first 10 minutes, you're like, all right, first things first, never keep it in your back waistband. That's the dumbest thing you can do. Somebody's going to end up with it. And it's crazy. You learn how. The gun retention thing is an amazing skill. They teach you all that stuff. And then through that seminar, you can also start getting your CCW papers and stuff, your license and things like that. So they can do it through that eventually. You got to go to them and find out how all that works because I'm not smart enough to explain it. But that class is on April 21st. So if you're thinking about being a gun operator or you are one and you're like, you know, I've never gone through like a rigorous safety training, you need to do it. Mainly for you because nobody ever does that. Nobody ever teaches you gun retention when you get a gun. They can teach you the basics, but you never do gun retention. It's mostly only military and the police, and you're getting that kind of training at ReactDefense.com. It's unbelievable. I don't carry, but if I did, knowing what I know about this, this is exactly what I think everyone should go through. You want to talk about gun safety laws changing and all that? You can't ban guns. I don't agree with that. But what you can do is make it so people who do buy guns have to go through that process. Have to. A little class, I don't think you'd be against that, would you, buying a gun? You go, look, I've gone through the, I've got my certificate that I've gone through the safety class. That gun retention thing's an eye-opener. It's amazing. Police will tell you, too. Most people don't know. It's an unbelievable eye-opener. So get on that thing. They'll teach you all that. They deal with the police and military all the time up there at React Defense, and the cops trust them a lot because they get a lot of training up there on top of the training they already get. Beautiful thing. ReactDefense.com. These are just a few of the seminars they've got. So much more to offer. Plus the classes, getting in great shape and just teaching you how to be a better you. It's simple as that. They're in Phoenix. They're in Glendale. They're in Chandler. It's ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
The 2022 Nielsen streaming chart showed the most streamed TV shows in 2022.
Seinfeld.
By minutes.
Oh, wow.
Seinfeld is number 10.
Yeah.
19.3 billion minutes.
A lot of reruns.
Gilmore Girls, number 9.
Wow.
Bluey, number 8. I got nothing there.
I don't know.
Criminal Minds, number 7. Grey's Anatomy, number 6.
Still.
Broad.
Encanto, which is a movie.
See, this is what Netflix and the new streaming services are. They're aimed at women because men are flippers and women like to sit on a show.
Ozark.
It's better for them.
Number four.
Yeah.
Cocomelon, number three.
No idea.
NCIS, number two. Number one, Stranger Things. And by...
Did you watch it?
Well, I didn't.
I tried to.
Stranger Things?
Wasn't that...
I watched the first. I watched the first season. Started the second season. Yeah. And I was like, I'm out.
Same.
I'm out.
I did the same thing. I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was as great as everybody was saying. It was okay. And then it just kind of got teen drama.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of love and.
Cobra Kai didn't make it, huh?
Cobra Kai was another one. I ended up watching the first, and then it got teen drama. It got just silly. But there's nobody.
Yeah, I was out after the.
Nobody funnier than
after the second season. I got into the third a little bit. And then it just.
2.5 seasons of Johnny is worth it because that dude is ridiculously funny.
When Everything Everywhere All at Once was coming out, the producers tried to make a marketing deal with Oscar Mayer because of the hot dog fingers in the film.
I haven't seen
they
that.
Reached out to Oscar Mayer and said, we have this idea. It could be a fun little collab we could do on this movie. And they were ghosted by Oscar Mayer. Now Oscar Mayer just recently tweeted out saying,
"Whoops,
yeah, we are the L is on us." Sending you buns of love, and they included a picture of a hand making an L with the fingers.
A little racially insensitive to tell a bunch of Asians that the L is on us. They read it as an R. It's not fair.
I know you'll be excited about this, Mindy Kaling's. Velma series on HBO Max is the worst rated animated show in IMDb history.
I am excited about that.
It has a rating of 1.3 out of 10.
Yikes.
And more than 52,000 votes from users.
And it's just Velma as a standalone, not Scooby, not Shaggy, not Fred, not Daphne the hot one, lesbian Velma.
Making her way through other... The taco land she's going through.
just privately investigating a bunch of labia.
Like, I guess she needs us after all, Scoob.
Yeah. Dyke.
Don't be rude, Scooby.
Hates
the
laughing.
Scooby snacks.
Shaggy thought it was great.
All of her Scooby snacks tasted like fish.
Yeah. Lazy.
Mike Tyson is being sued for $5 million for allegedly raping a woman after a night out in New York City back in the 90s.
Again?
The anonymous woman says she met Mike at a club. He invited her to a party. She got into his limo and claims he immediately started touching her. She said, I told him several times and asked him to stop, but he continued to attack me and pulled my pants off.
That's a rape, all right. Those are the telltale signs.
She was asking for it, but she got in the car with me. We was having fun. I don't know what happened.
You were just playing Duck Duck Goose.
I performed oral sex. She wanted it. Grab your boobs.
Yeah, I feel bad because Mike Tyson in the 90s, if you got into a car with him...
If you're getting into the car...
Well, no, you don't deserve to be raped.
No, but
you
I'm not
might
saying
be.
That.
You might be. It's like I'm not getting into a car with... I'm not getting into a car at night in Maryvale.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I'd get into Mike Tyson before I get in Maryvale.
Exactly. And Mike is, in the 90s, was walking Maryvale. He was like walking, talking Maryvale. You just wanted to avoid him after the sun went down, I guess. He could have a couple of drinks. You never knew. But Mike Tyson in the 90s was not someone you just... Trusted alone. You needed a witness at all times. And not to say that she deserved it, but you just don't get in a car with Mike Tyson. I mean, I guess that's hindsight, but.
And come on, just two of us. We'll go in the car with you. Please. He's so charming.
Where's everyone else?
He's soft
in that car. Where is Mike's crew? Like, if he ditches his crew, he's got bad intentions. He's a bad man.
Yeah, the driver went, goes up.
Put up the thing so we can rape her. I mean, so we can talk.
Patrice O'Neill still has the greatest thing because he doesn't believe Mike Tyson raped that first girl because she admitted in court that they had oral sex. And he goes, that's never part of a rape. Nobody ever makes that. Shut up, bitch. No one can hear your cries. You can't rape somebody after doing that. I suppose you can, but it's hard. Like, there's definitely mixed signals.
We heard earlier this morning, Jay Leno got into a motorcycle accident. Fell off
pretty
the
similar
bike.
Voice. And you don't have to go too far off the spectrum to get to the next one, Brady.
I have a theory that he just found out they canceled Jay Leno's Garage after it was a 30-year run of having that show.
He's suicidal now. Sad Jay Leno.
His life isn't worth living. Do you hear this? Do you hear this? I tried to kill myself.
And if you're looking to pick up a harmonica and learn to play it, Mick Jagger's come out with his own line of harmonicas.
Oh, thank God.
Right.
That's what the world needed.
No, I'll give it to Keith because he tends to like rattle his mouth about.
Remember that time we raped that girl in the back of Mike Tyson's limo?
Right, but we don't talk about it, Keith. Right.
Hey, Mick, I remember that girl. Remember where we put her?
Right, we buried her, but we don't talk about it, do we, Keith?
I can still dig her up. It was a very deep grave, mate.
Okay. He remembers everything.
It's not good, mate. It's not good.
What was the thing they did? Like, we found out right before Christmas they used to work with old people and clean bedpans together.
Yeah, like, I think it was in a resting home.
Yeah. They got all their good ideas from that. Paint it black.
Under my thumb.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, Mick. You remember that time that bird came to the house? We Eiffel Towered her while she was high. Incapacitated.
Of course, remember that, but we'll keep it down, right?
The other people are working with brown sugar.
Yeah. I'm going to go rub down brown sugar.
Right, that's great words. We'll write that down.
It just tastes so good.
Don't taste it. Keith!
Right, so I had to give her a lick, mate. That's what I do. I lick the old people. They're salty.
It's 928. Let's get us some Guadalupe Squares and get out of here. It's 585-9800. That's the phone number. We have Kevin Hart.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, that seems to be confident to get anything.
I get whatever we need. Don't worry about it.
That's what I like to hear, kid. There you go. Kevin Hart tickets on the line here. If you want to go see Kevin Hart February 10th over at the Federal Dodge Ammunition Theater. I have no idea what they call it. We've got them. And if you want to go. All you need to be is a girl or a boy and win those squares. They're coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.